Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second, the center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third, the right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting sixth, the catcher, Harry Danning. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third, the left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lon Warnke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnke. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Fox steals second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morello. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Morello steals second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball four. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Novikov. Schumacher reaches second base with a double. Wittek goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schumacher moves to third. Werber moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Warnecke covering. Safe. Schumacher scores. Werber moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall scores. One out. It's 4-1, Giants. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnecke fields it and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to second. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ott scores. It's 5-1, Giants. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Stringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Marshall. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 1 in the game. Novikov hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Marshall. Novikov reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wittek takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schumacher bunts towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Wittek moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morello moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mize strikes out. Two outs. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barna hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Young now playing first base. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wittek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morello moves to second. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schumacher strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barna strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Stringer is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wittek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Danning reaches second base with a double. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Danning moves to third. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whittek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Danning scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Giants. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-4 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.